morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis and
me,
Robin Ellis, and we are here with the Outdoors and Radio Show again this week. 33 years of being on the air with the talking about the outdoors. A lot of fun. We talk about fishing, hunting, crabbing. We talk about firearms. We talk about programs that are, you know, in the works that affect all of us, you know, from a political standpoint or regulations or things like that. So here we go. Our phone number to call us. You're running the show today. I don't have any guests or anything specific to talk about. Well, I do have a few things to talk about, but whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about. Right, Robin?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Robin, how was your week?
What week?
This past week, since last Saturday's show.
It's been busy.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to think of anything I do. I'm supposed to talk, tell you, say. Did we do something? I don't remember.
No, I just wondered how your week was.
Oh, we had seafood last night. That was the best part of the whole week.
We did. We had some shrimp and some.
I mean, that really was really, really good.
Some crab legs.
Some of the best I've had in a while.
So, got it.
I know that's dead air, and I froze. No, I didn't freeze. I was going to say something, and I can't remember what it was.
Okay.
I had the grandkids 3 days. They were awesome.
Yes, you did.
They have really changed since we've started coming on the air talking about them.
Oh, you're not kidding about that. They're talking a little bit more. They call us by our names that they've named us, so that's pretty good.
Something did happen.
What?
That our readers or listeners are interested. Readers.
Well,
I've been talking about
both.
The Crab Magazine.
Yeah, we have.
I was watching on the monitor because when they take a nap in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And you got to understand they're two now and one.
Right.
Right. And I look and Jameson's not in his crib.
Uh-oh. Been abducted by aliens.
Oh, well. We've been worried since the day he was born because he learned how to open a door to get outside.
Right.
Probably when he was like 2 months old. I don't know. The kid's amazing. Anyway, he wasn't there.
Where was he?
Well, I walked out, and he and his sister are in the same crib having a pillow fight. And they had been separated, so he took her hand where they reached across to each other and pulled her crib next to his and climbed in.
Teamwork.
And that's the first time he's escaped from one yet.
Well, he kind of didn't escape. He just kind of moved in with his sister.
Yeah. Well, that was the second time it happened. Because the first time we were all sitting out here, my best friend and my daughter and I. And, we thought you had come home from delivering, and the pitter-patter of little feet came out, and he had gotten himself out of his crib and opened the door and come back here with us.
2 years old.
2 years old. Okay. And I know that's about the right age, and he is the height of a 5-year-old.
Right.
So I have a hard time not imagining him doing stuff to 5-year-olds. You have to be really careful because you think he's going to do more because of his size.
Got it.
But it was a interesting week for...
Well, he is a conniving little bugger, that's for sure. So, and he is a conniver. And if you don't know what that is, look it up.
He takes after his grandmother.
All truer words were never spoken, that's for sure.
Hey, I'm nothing if self-truthful.
Hey, Chris, how was your week?
It was real fast. Oh, my God. This one's going to be just as bad, if not worse.
Warp speed, huh?
You better believe it. Nose to the grindstone, pedal to the metal, you name it, it's happening.
That's good.
Why is it happening, Chris?
Uh-oh.
Well, you guys know, but I don't think our listeners do. And that
no, we waited till today.
I'm leaving. It's with bated breath that I'm very sad that I have to leave, but I'm not only am I leaving the station, but I'm also leaving the state of Maryland. I'm actually heading to Delaware.
Say hi to Mark.
I will certainly do that. In fact, Mark is probably even listening, and he's like, "What?
What?"
Yeah, Mark, he's going to be a neighbor.
another refugee from Maryland.
Exactly.
And I'm sorry I sprung that on you, but that was just segue in so perfectly I couldn't help it.
It's all right.
We hadn't talked about when we were going to announce it, so I kind of...
Well, we'll talk about it.
I ripped the Band-Aid off because this is killing me that Chris is leaving us. Even though, Aaron, I am welcoming you with open arms, Chris leaving is just breaking my heart.
Yep. Our new producer will be Aaron, and Aaron is on scene right now. He's learning the ropes a little bit about how this show works or doesn't. And What are you laughing about?
I'm having
about?
A hard time hearing you now.
No, the fact that you admit that.
Well, yeah, I know. Look, it's I'm human. I'm not one of these robot radio guys, you know.
And that's what makes your show so special and why we have listeners calling in saying, you know, I've been listening for years and years and years and I finally decided to call.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very it's very home-oriented.
It is. And if anybody would like to call in this morning, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, and wish our buddy Chris well, you're certainly welcome to do that. Give you a reason to call. So.
We'll take any reason.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. We're throwing you out there, Chris. You're the bait today.
He's all right.
You in.
So, well, I had an interesting week. The Crab Magazine hit Wednesday a week ago. Maryland loves crabs. Of course, we put it online. We announced that we're going to start delivering it. And Wednesday, we got it delivered Wednesday. Thursday delivered last week, I think. No, Thursday went fishing. And then Friday, Saturday, we kind of got hemmed in by the rain. Did do a little delivery. So
you didn't fish this week.
What was it? Oh, well, that was last week, week ago.
You turkey hunted this week.
I was talking about last week.
I thought you were talking about this week.
No, I said Crab Magazine came. Do you listen to this show?
Uh-oh. As least as possible.
10 days ago, on a Wednesday, the Crab Magazine came in, and Thursday we went fishing. We told the listeners about that last Saturday. We did a little bit of work on Friday, but not much because of the rain. And then Saturday it rained. And so I can't remember. Anyway, I went turkey hunt Tuesday. No. The answer is no.
Okay.
So to your question, Robin.
I know.
You interrupted my monologue with, but that's okay.
I will, in all honesty, Alan cannot do more than one thing at a time. And I try to ask him to, and it just never works.
Correct.
And he admits it.
Yep. But you keep asking. So
keep trying and hopeful.
Let me know when you're finished.
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
People want to hear about my turkey hunt, whether you think they do or not. They do.
Okay.
Maybe you don't want to hear about it, but some people do because they like listening to things that happen in the outdoors, and they like living vicariously through people who participate in the outdoors.
I got an idea.
What?
When you come home, don't tell me about it so I can hear it on the radio so I don't have to hear it 8 times.
You're special.
I'm just teasing. Everybody will love to hear about your turkey hunt. It was interesting.
Well, I went with my grandson, and he lives in Ellicott City. I live here, of course, in Easton. So, you know, I drove up, and I'm driving on Route 70 through Frederick, and there goes my grandson past me. We're headed towards in Washington County towards Harper's Ferry. Sharpsburg, actually, is the address. So we meet. I follow him to he's got his GPS. I follow him to our buddy's house, Bobby Dutro's place, and it's now 4:35 in the morning. Bobby's waiting for us on the porch. He comes out, and we load everything into his vehicle, his Subaru, and off we go to the mountains. And we get to the farm and get in real quiet. Now, three of us are not going to sit in the same blind because it's a little cutout in the hillside with some logs around it to break up your background and so forth. It's not a per se ground blind, so it's open. But there's room for two. So Jacob and Bobby are sitting in the ground blind. I'm sitting above them, a little higher up the hill. And I'm watching a kind of an open flat there that leads out to a point. They're watching the best spot to ambush a turkey where they are. Bobby begins to call. Bird immediately answers. So he worked that bird for a little bit. This bird's in a tree. This is a gobbler who's in a tree, and he's not coming down. So they're calling back and forth, and I see Bobby about a half hour, 45 minutes later, get out of the blind, and he comes up in front of me, and he begins to call, and the bird keeps calling back and forth. And so Bobby has a strategy where he'll move around the area and call from different places to try and lure the turkey in, and it's worked well. It worked well for us last year and killed a gobbler with Bobby last year. Well, that bird lit up, and then another one while Bobby was up there started to call from down below. So there were two birds now back and forth. That bird didn't give us much. He only gobbled three times. We worked that one bird till 9 o'clock. He flew down, I'm going to guess, somewhere out between 8 and 8:30 and didn't gobble anymore. So we assume he was with some hens, and off we went to another location. We get to another location. We get out of the car. It's daylight now, of course. You look up in the field, and there's a bird strutting. Jacob saw it first, and then I saw the tail feathers fan out, and he was with some deer, or near some deer. So deer went to the left, turkey went to the right. We set up, called that bird. That bird, whether it was that one or another one, gave us a courtesy gobble, didn't come in, but we found out there was a fence between us, a wire mesh fence between us and the bird. So we're assuming the bird didn't come through or across or around the fence. Went back over, set up in another spot, didn't hear anything, went back, started back across the road, and a bird below us gobbled. So Bobby and Jacob went over there. And then there were two birds. The bird that was up on the hill that didn't come through the fence had now come through the fence. He was gobbling on top of the hill. The bird was gobbling at the bottom of the hill, but neither of those birds were spotted. All told, five birds, one seen, four gobbled, and no shots. So it was a tough day, but it was fun. It was fun. And then the rest of the week I've been, delivering and been all over the state delivering. I've been up to Western Maryland. I've been up, yesterday I was in Southern Maryland. So it's $80 a day in gas. It's not a fun thing to do. All right, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I think at this point we'll talk about Clyde's Sports Shop. Stopped in there the other day, talked to folks at Clyde's, and had a little time to walk around and take a look at, got some new line put on my spools, took a look at their fishing tackle. Quite an array of rods and reels. I was impressed at the number of rods and reels, including those great St. Croix rods. I looked at some Fluger President reels. I looked at some Ugly Sticks. I looked at some Penn reels. So I had a nice chance to walk around there a little bit and also took a look at the gun rack. Of course, I always look at the gun rack, and there is a continued presence of the Winchester SXP Defender Pump Action Shotguns, the perfect home defense weapon. Four different models to choose from, and you know what? They're very reasonably priced. For home defense, $360 is where they start. If you want all the bells and whistles, they go up to $580. You could stop by Clyde Sports Shop and own the firearm. That could save your life. And don't forget, they've got everything for fishing, hunting, the outdoors, and crabbing. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway Exit 9. The phone number there, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. I did go by Backyard Billy's on several occasions this week and happened to think about them on my way by. You can see all that beautiful. They got a couple, probably 100 Adirondack chairs sitting out in the yard. Chris, on your way by down Route 50, you ever notice Backyard Billy's over there with that big array of furniture outside? Anyway.
He's on the phone, I think.
I think he's on the phone. Anyway, the question I have for you folks is, do you have that beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we had a fireplace. It was pretty much just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out. So we fixed that when we visited. We remodeled this room and decided to put a gas fireplace insert in there. We visited a number of places and settled on Backyard Billy's because they offered us, quite frankly, the best price and the best price on installation and also the most expertise and the friendliest service that we could find. So we selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert, and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they provided us since with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. And we enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty of the fire box, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They carry Enviro and Regency brands, and you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove, even a barbecue grill from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming cold weather, and it's coming back in just a few months. Time to get that gas fireplace insert today. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. That number, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We will be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex! Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone. Even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. And they'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold. Long star bell buckles and old faded Levi's. And each night begins a new day. And if you don't understand him, and he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away.
All right.
I read something about his
sister. Have a nice ride.
His sister passed away this year, Willie Nelson's sister. She sang with him for years. She was 91.
91.
Yeah, just.
I think she, didn't she play an instrument as well?
I think so.
I think she played guitar or something.
You could tell she was his sister when she smiled. You looked at her. Yeah, I just, it was. I just never guess I really didn't know much about her. She was very interesting.
I met her at Kentmore one day.
At Kentmore?
Yeah. Yep. That was years and years and years ago.
So. Only person I ever met at Kentmore, the restaurant, was the former governor.
Willie Don?
Yeah.
Yeah, he and his cronies were at Double T in Catonsville one day. They had a whole table full in there. All the top political people in Maryland were in the Double T in Catonsville.
You know what I liked about him?
What?
He could laugh at himself.
Yep, that's true. That is
true.
You
know, if you're going to be a politician, if you can't laugh at the stupid stuff you do, then you might as well not even be in it.
I think he was one of the last governors of Maryland that really cared about the people.
He really did.
I think he was probably the last one.
And as hard as I try to think about him and anything else, and I can if I really work at it, the minute I say his name, he pops into that duck ring and yeah, bathing suit.
Yeah, to launch the Inner Harbor.
Yes.
Yeah. And look at it now, unfortunately.
It was beautiful when they did it.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely wonderful. Yeah. You know, they're redoing Lexington Market.
I heard that.
At least they're trying to clean it up. I think that's great.
Yep, me too. Hey, turkey season runs till May 23rd. As of the 10th, the day we were hunting, you were allowed to hunt all day, so we were able to hunt past noon. And you're allowed to hunt half hour before sunrise to sunset. You don't have that grace twilight period after sunset for turkeys. So you can only hunt till sunset now. Of course, illegal to bait. Dogs and organized drives are illegal. Let's talk to Mark in Delaware. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Mark.
Hi. How are you two doing?
Doing great. How about you?
Good. Well, I went through the week quoting Dr. Fran.
You did?
The treatment for hiccups.
Uh-huh.
It worked.
Yeah, it did work. She knows.
Yes, she does.
That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, she needs her own show.
Did you have hiccups all week?
What's that, Rob?
She needs her own show, The Medical Hour, with Dr. Fran.
Dr. Fran!
I think Fran needs just a whole hour saying Fran on it, because she could do it with all the, between her poetry and her singing and her ideas and her hunting and her political views and her.
Needs a podcast.
Fran needs a podcast.
Yeah, she does.
Fran needs a podcast.
So did you have the hiccups all week, Mark?
No. I just quoted her. I said, you're not going to believe something I learned there for the weekend.
Right. Would you like to, in case somebody missed it last week, was out hunting or fishing, would you like to continue your education process quoting Dr. Fran? Tell our listeners how she cured Robin's hiccups last week.
Oh, sure. She said, repeat after me. Hi, my name is Robin Ellis. Robin did. And I'm going to show you how to cure hiccups. And Robin repeated it. Then there's a long pause, and she says, now do it.
It did. It worked.
It worked.
Yeah.
And I've been sitting here. I've been trying to be quiet, and then everybody was asking me questions, and I couldn't answer anybody.
Right.
So I finally told him I had hiccups, and Fran came into the rescue. My grandmother always made me turn my head upside down, backwards, and drink water.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that. Yeah. Yeah.
You had to lift your head.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and try to drink water.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's often the coroner who decides that you're no longer suffering from hiccups.
Hiccups, yeah.
Exactly.
Drowned.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I mentioned last week that we used to be a program director at the station, and we were out. And I mean, he said, stick your fingers in your ears and hold your nose and, you know, I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff. It's like, how do you do all this at the same time, you know? And now take a drink. Sure, no problem. So,
what it does is it takes your mind off your diaphragm, and then your diaphragm resets itself.
Yeah.
Correct. So, hey, you're going to gain a neighbor down there, buddy. I guess you
heard
that.
That's what I understand.
Yeah, how about that? Pretty cool.
So. Yeah, that'll be a welcome addition to the county.
No question.
I told Alan we're going to follow pretty soon at this rate.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. So.
Well, as I told Chris, you know, not everything is perfect. Not everything is better. But many things are.
That's what matters.
Yep. We're talking about leaving the state of Maryland and going to Delaware. The political part of Delaware is kind of the same as Maryland, but, you know, with the governor and the senators and that type of thing. But the tax structure is a lot different, for sure.
Very different.
Yeah.
And you're right about the politics. Maryland's about two Democrats to every Republican. Delaware is 1.5 to 1. But even so, there are only three counties. The northernmost county
runs the show.
Yeah, it runs everything.
Yep.
But in the southern county, where I live in Sussex, it's not an exaggeration to say that after the general election, whoever wins enters office. And the reason is Democrats don't even run, so
yep.
They don't have a general election.
You mean the primary?
Hmm?
You mean the primary, or you mean
yeah,
the general?
Yeah, I'm sorry, the primary. Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't been here long, just 2.5 years, but in the last election, I thought, this is odd, because they talked about all the people who won in the primary automatically were sworn in. And turned out, when the Democrat doesn't even bother to run, that's obviously you've been elected. That's the end of it.
Wow.
And they don't even run. So it tends to be, they just stay out of your face is what it is.
No, that's a good thing.
That's the big difference, is that the politics isn't in the air every minute of every day.
Right.
It sure is in Maryland.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. Yes, it is.
So.
Yeah, well, it's a big burden we bear over here, Mark. So, you
don't
know.
I know it.
I know you do.
I made a living there.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, I was a CPA when I was working.
Yep. In Towson.
Yep.
Hotbed.
But I'll tell you what Maryland has in abundance.
What's that?
Not just the best in the nation, but among the best in the world, healthcare.
Yes.
Maryland does?
Yes.
Absolutely. I have not severed my relationship with the hospitals there. I have some conditions. I mean, who doesn't?
Yep. Yep.
And when it comes to healthcare, as I said, the Baltimore metropolitan area, absolutely the best in the world.
No question. No question about it. So,
fortunately, you're only 3 hours away, and that's, even with today's prices, that's still, you know, doable.
Yep, well worth it.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. All right, buddy.
Well, okay, have a great week.
You do the same.
You
thank
have
you
a
so
super
much.
Week, and I'm so glad that you followed us to Delaware and still listen. Even though we get listeners from over.
No, he moved to Delaware.
I know. You followed us from, never mind.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah, that's one thing I was not, that's a compromise I'm not giving up.
Well, appreciate that, buddy.
Yeah,
appreciate
it's great
that.
To
we enjoy
you.
It.
I've been listening. Oh, Lord, when did you go on the air, 88?
88,
Yeah.
Yep, 33
You
years.
Went on the air in 88?
1988, December 1988.
Brian was two.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well,
wow.
Here's hoping
indeed.
For many more years to come.
Oh,
I agree.
That's the idea. That's the whole deal. So.
Even if we move from Delaware, move to Delaware, we
well, the
do
thing,
it.
The beauty of this equipment is we can. It's portable. You know, we can take the show anywhere and still, you know, connect with the station and still broadcast from wherever we are. That's that's
well.
One of the
there
best
was
best.
One time where it didn't work out,
and we
yeah.
won't say where we were
exactly.
That was where we were. The one time it doesn't work out.
Yeah, that had the bandwidth of a gnat. So.
Well, I want to take it to Maine, so that's my goal.
We'll take it to Maine.
No, I mean, I want to move to Maine and take the show on the road.
Oh, you do?
We have talked about this. Don't act surprised.
All right.
Oh, that's my dream. That's my dream state.
Ah, brother. Yeah, I agree. I know. So, hey, Mark, thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you. You too.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Chris, anybody on the air? Anybody on the phone?
Glenn, and then we also have Doug.
Glenn.
Okay.
I can't hear you at all, Chris.
Yeah, you just went nowhere, buddy. We could just barely hear you in the headset.
All right, how about now?
Much better.
Oh, hi. Welcome back.
Okay. No, I'm here. Glenn is next.
Okay. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, Alan, Rob. How are you, buddy?
Doing good.
You pay a guest. I'm kind of sorry to hear that Chris leaves.
Yeah, we
us
all
too,
are.
Us too, trust me.
We all are.
Trust me.
Yeah. How was your week?
Not same. Same old.
Same old.
But you know what? Sometimes it's nice to just have a constant, too, and not have any major...
Ups
you know?
Or downs? Or...
Yeah, I really think it is. It's because I don't feel like we have many constants anymore right now. You know?
Got it.
It seems like there's always a crisis. Always something happening. It's just nice to be status quo for a minute. Don't you think?
I think it was Tuesday, rather. The family went over to the aquarium in Baltimore.
Did you? Day. Oh, that's a fun place, the aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
Where did you go? I'm sorry.
The aquarium.
Really? I have not been in so long, and I love aquariums. I've got to go back soon.
Weren't you just at one in Florida?
Yeah, but I was talking about the one here. I haven't been in years.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. And now that I have the ability to go, I'm going to do it. I'll take the grandkids.
I think you should.
I also want to take them to that dinosaur thing in the zoo.
When is that?
It's going on now.
Oh, we need to go.
Yep. They have a live dinosaur thing. That didn't make any sense, I know.
No, they have the robotic dinosaurs that interact with people, I guess, and move
yeah.
and all
so if
that.
You I don't know if your grandkids are that age, Glenn, or not. Or
Yeah, I told you when that came on.
No, it depends on what's up. I got there's two grandkids. The oldest one's 17, and there's two of them 17 and 15. And then you got two that's 7 and 3.
I think they'd all like it. You
yeah,
got to look it up. It's
that.
At the Maryland Zoo.
Yep.
And it's a dinosaur exhibit. And my grandson is
the one.
Look it up.
The two boys would
love that.
You've got Glenn's number, right?
Yeah.
I'll send Alan the link for it, and he'll send it to you. Okay.
Right. Right.
You text Glenn?
Not usually.
Okay. We'll call you.
Right.
You better figure that out before the end of the show.
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
I'll send it to you.
Got it.
And then because I just my grandson He comes up with this little iPad, and he'll ask me what kind of walrus it is. Okay, I'm done. Go. Sorry.
No, we're good. So,
anyway, I get excited about dinosaurs.
I know you do. You're a Sora, what do you call it?
I'm a Gammasaurus.
Gammasaurus. Saurophile, something. Anyway. All right, Glenn. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Right.
And
we'll take care. God bless, man.
Same to you, buddy. See you.
And Chris, nice knowing you here, and for what you want to do, I hope it works that way.
Oh, well, it'll be fine. And,
he'll keep in touch with us and let us know how it's going.
I'm thinking he's on the phone right now, Glenn.
Yeah, he is, Glenn, that's all.
Yeah.
When he stops talking to us, we know what he's doing, but we can't. We used to be able to see him doing it, and we knew, but now we have to kind of guess.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, Glenn, you have a super day, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
See you, buddy.
See ya.
Let's talk to Doug in Lutherville. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Oh, hey, Alan. Hey, Robin. I'm
hey,
fine.
Doug.
Sorry to hear Chris leaving. Hello, Aaron. Good luck with your new
He's going to need it with us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good luck.
I won't take long. I just have a question. We're heading out to Pretty Boy this morning, and I wanted to know if turkey season's still going on today.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. We're just going to be on a trail that kind of circles the water.
Yeah.
So the hunters wouldn't be down along a trail that's on the water, would they?
They might be. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I would, for total caution's sake, I would wear at least an orange hat.
Yeah. Yeah,
orange hat and vest. Yeah, absolutely.
I got a bright orange hat and a bright orange vest. I'll wear them.
You're walking. It's going to be. Are you taking a dog or anything?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Taking a bunch of dogs.
A bunch of dogs. Okay.
Well, three.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't hesitate to have some conversation going either while you're walking. So.
Oh, talk to each other.
Yeah, or the dogs.
Oh, keep them close. Yeah, yeah. They're pretty good when, if there's water involved, they'd rather be in the water than the woods.
Sure.
So.
What kind of dogs?
Labs.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
So, all right. Well, I don't want to take up a lot of your time, but anyway, you know.
Yep, turkey season's until the 23rd.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you so much, Alan.
Sure.
And
you
all have a great week.
You too. Enjoy your walk.
Thanks, Doug.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Have fun. Bye-bye. So, Robin, we know the fishing pier is closed there between Talbot and Dorchester County,
correct,
the Bill Burton Fishing Pier. And they came out again this week and reiterated the fact that it's closed and will remain closed until further notice.
They don't give any idea of when it's going to open?
Well, what they do is say, check the DNR website. And then if anybody feels like following up and wants more information, you can see the whole assessment of what happened. And I went in there and checked it out. Using the Federal Highway Administration recording and coding guide for structure inventory and appraisal of the nation's bridges, the Bill Burton Fishing Pier is assigned a combined overall condition rating based on the type and level of severity of deterioration observed on the individual structure components. Recommendations are provided based on the facility's current condition, redundancy of structure elements, known history and age, results of previous inspections, and the most recent modified underwater inspection. And basically, it's in bad shape.
Yeah, but if you just have people walking on it and not used it for car traffic anymore?
I'll get into that. It was built in 1936, okay? The Bill Burton Fishing Pier is in overall serious condition to critical condition. This assigned condition rating is due to widespread areas of advanced deterioration and isolated areas of severe deterioration of the primary structural elements. As noted in the guideline, the critical condition rating, unless closely monitored, it may be necessary to close the bridge until corrective action is taken. So here's the recommendations. The EBA's development of recommendations for additional actions and rehabilitation of various structural elements of Bill Burton Fishing Pier focused on determining the most efficient and cost-effective use of funds. In addition, due consideration was given to the life cycle cost and benefit cost aspect, as total cost encompassed both the upfront investment and those required for recurring maintenance over the anticipated service life of the structure. Now, when I saw it was going to remain closed till further notice, what immediately went through my head was, it's too badly damaged to save. That was what went through my head. Well, when you dig deeper, you know, the cost to repair it is going to be far more than the benefit it's going to offer the state and the anglers of the state. So that was my assessment. So this report basically backs that up. And not that I'm a genius or anything like that, but if you want to go further into this, go on the DNR website.
Are they not going to ever open?
Long story short.
That's what I'm trying to get to.
Repair or replacement options. Repair the existing bridge. A repair cost estimate of $25 million was provided by Kumi Construction Management Corporation in September 21. It did not include underwater repairs. Our initial estimate of underwater repairs is approximately $15 to $20 million, which would result in a total bridge repair cost of $40 to $45 million in taxpayer funds. For the amount of people that use that, the recreational value, you don't have to pay anything to get on it. You just get on it and fish. There's no benefit to the state. There's no benefit to the taxpayers other than the recreational aspect of it. It's not going to be repaired, in my humble guess.
I would do one of two things. Oh, because we spend money on stupid stuff, I'd repair it so people could use it. It's a great asset to the community if people realized it was there. Okay?
Well, the other option is
I would take half of it and repair it, and then tear the other half down if you had to.
Well, here's the second option. Construct a new bridge. Construction of a new fishing pier, approximately 1,500 feet long on each side of the river, would require additional study to determine the best suited and most economical structure type for this location and application. However, one structure type that could meet the requirements is shown in the sketch on page 14 in the Appendix A. Preliminary estimate indicates that the cost of such a structure would be far less than the repair of the existing bridge. To confirm this, we need to perform a limited preliminary structure type study and retain Kumi services for cost estimation. So they are at least exploring replacing it with another structure. But I read it, but I didn't print it out to read to the listeners. But basically, this thing is subject to catastrophic failure at any time, which means it could fall into the Choptank River without anybody on it. It could be wind, it could be waves, it could be anything. It would take that thing right out, and you don't want to risk, you know.
Right, I get it.
You don't want to risk that.
I hate to see it. I was finally going to get a chance to use it. I haven't been able to use it, and we know why.
Yeah.
Okay? Because of my back issues.
Sure.
But I finally could get out there and use it now. And I was all excited, and it closes down. So for me, I'm kind of disappointed. And it'll take them forever to build a fishing pier if they ever do.
Right.
And we need something like that in Maryland. I mean, the ones down in North Carolina are used all the time, you know?
Yep, those are
but
most.
I don't think we really advertised it a whole bunch, you know what I mean, or made it a destination in Maryland. I never saw anything really big on it.
Well, there's a number of fishing piers. You've got Roman Coke. You've got Mattapique. You've got the ones in southern Maryland. You've got, you know, you got several around the state. If you want to use a fishing pier, you just have to travel to get there. This one was the most convenient to us.
Yeah, well, what can I say?
So, well, you know, it was a highway that was built in 1936 under saltwater with concrete and steel.
My boyfriend in high school's father died on that bridge, drove off of it when it was open, him and two other guys.
Okay, on that lovely
in
note.
In the 60s or 70s.
Wow. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to comment on the Bill Burton Fishing Pier, if you'd like to comment on anything you've heard so far, we would welcome you to do that. And now I'm totally lost as far as what I want to say.
Don't laugh at me. Did we do break two?
Not yet. That's what I'm getting ready to do. That is what I'm getting ready to do.
It's going to be 83 here tomorrow. Wow.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. How about that? All right.
We did get the hot tub ready to go. I'm ready. Go ahead. Sorry. You were getting ready.
I was opening my mouth.
I was trying to kill dead air. Sorry.
Well, I get it. I understand. All right. Hey, look, let's talk about Precision Taxidermy. I told you I met with Johnny Bressy a couple weeks ago at Clyde Sports Shop, and he was picking up a turkey that Rich killed that morning. So because Precision Taxidermy in Catonsville specializes in waterfowl, that's where I take my waterfowl to be mounted for the wall. And you can see those displays right there is a wood duck. Behind me is a butterbill, which is a common scoter. John Bressy is highly trained in his craft, and his quality work speaks for itself. In 2021, Precision Taxidermy, competing at the Maryland Eastern Regionals Taxidermy Convention, took the honor first place, state champion in waterfowl. So he's the reigning champion waterfowl taxidermist in Maryland. Now Precision Taxidermist offers freeze-drying services for items like turkey heads and velvet antlers and small game animals and game birds and things like that. Precision Taxidermy creates outstanding exhibits for all game species, including deer and big game. Precision Taxidermy is located at 504 Crosby Road in Catonsville, right off Rolling. Call 410-744-1779. That's 410-744-1779. For Precision Taxidermy, dedicated to preserving your trophy and your memories. Hey, winter is in the rearview mirror. Spring is kind of here. By the way, Captain Don said there's fog sirens going off in the channel out in Baltimore. Look outside. It's pretty foggy.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Anyway, summer's here. So take a walk out in your yard. Assess what you need. That old dilapidated wooden picnic table that's falling apart and you're afraid to, you know, sit on? Well, head to Backyard Billy's, Ken Island. That's your go-to place for making backyard fun. A giant selection of colorful, weatherproof poly outdoor and patio furniture can be seen all over the place out there, including tables and chairs and Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 on Exit 44, at Exit 44 in Ken Island. You'll find gym sets and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills and all the accessories and all the gas fireplace inserts. Pellet grills by Traeger. These things work great. They work from your phone. You control the temperature and the pellet flow and everything with your phone. Ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. You can see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly fall evenings. Plenty of deck furniture and patio furniture and you know, screened-in porch furniture. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardVillage.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. That's headed eastbound on 50 in Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Take it from me. We'll be right back.
Well, low pressure still sits in the western Atlantic and still close enough here to Maryland to keep some gray weather around throughout our weekend forecast. Shower this afternoon, rumble of thunder today or tomorrow. Mid-70s this afternoon, 64 degrees tonight with those east winds off the Atlantic. And an afternoon thunder shower on Sunday with a high of 81 degrees. More thunderstorms possible Monday, 84. And then the sunshine returns Tuesday to Wednesday. I'm Scott Laurie, and more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day of the spring trophy season, that's for sure. Monday begins the summer season for striped bass, with starting Monday, May 16th through July 15th, anglers will be able to keep one striped bass per person per day, minimum size 19 inches. Let's talk to Fran. Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Hi, Fran.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
Dr. Fran.
Alan. Oh. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad to hear everybody's fine this morning.
Yeah.
I do want to say this with the hiccup thing. You have to have an audience of at least one person that you're telling this to. And also, I am going to hiccup for you. And then you say, now do it. But I want to say this.
I am going to hiccup for you.
I am going to hiccup for you. Well, listen, you know, I think that part of the brain that they say we don't use, I think we go over to that part for this hiccup thing. Wouldn't it be something if we would learn how to use that part of the brain and then we could heal ourselves of everything?
I think that's part of what biofeedback is all about.
They say, I want to say this. It's pulling at my heartstrings to hear that Chris is leaving. This man has qualities I wish I had. He has patience, common sense, understanding, love for his human, for his fellow man, kindness, and I'll tell you, when I call, he makes me feel like he's a personal friend of mine. And the second thing is very important to me. He makes me feel like when it comes to you guys, when it comes to the show, when it comes to the hunters and whatever they're doing, he makes me feel like I'm inside the bubble, not outside the bubble looking in. And that is very special to me. I'm going to miss him so much. We may have to consider moving to Delaware, too.
I know.
People are going there, I'm telling you. But that's what I wanted to say, how kind he is and understand. Oh, and here's what he has, self-discipline. This man knows how to discipline his actions and his words. And that's something we all need to work on.
Exactly.
You were so right. You summed it up, Fran. You really did. I talked to Chris before we started the show because I knew I was going to get all emotional. So, You summed it up perfect. He's cutting
Thank
us
you.
Off.
Yep.
Thank you.
Hey,
well,
hugs, Fran. Have a great day, okay?
Thank
and you are part.
You.
You are in the bubble, so.
No question.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. You're a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Everybody, get out, stay safe. It's going to be a great day.